Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Well, to be honest, I've been rather worried for you. I know what he can be like. So come on, tell me, how bad was it?
Well, it was great. You see, he didn't come to the island. I met him over in Portsmouth because he said he didn't have time to come over. Oh, that was such a relief.
Oh, I see. And what about Yaz? What did he think of her?
Well, he didn't meet her. I didn't take her with me.
Oh. Well, you did tell him about her, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I thought it best not to mention her. It was just easier that way, really.
Oh, dear. Well, Matthew, that does put me in rather a difficult position, doesn't it?
Why?
Because I know, and he doesn't.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just pretend you don't know anything.
I can't do that. What if he asks me whether you have a girlfriend or not?
Asks you about me? No, he won't do that.
Well, he might.
Oh, come on. We know he won't. He's far too busy with his financial affairs to worry about me.
Maybe. But there was always a first time, and then what would I say? Matthew, it could be very awkward for me.
Why are you so worried now? It's not as if this is the first time you've known about a girlfriend before he has.
I know that, but I feel this time it's somehow different. And I really want it to work out for you, Matthew.
Well, don't tell him then. Because if you do, it will ruin everything. And you don't want that to happen, do you?
Well, Penny, I must tell you, those chocolates were lovely. You really missed out on something there.
Oh, did I now?
Yes, you did. And if you hadn't gone all moody on me, you could have kept them.
I wasn't moody. And as I said, nuts aren't my favourite anyway.
Well, I love them.
Oh, good. So did you eat all three boxes then?
No. I gave one box to a friend of mine.
Oh, and who's that?
Oh, you don't know them.
Oh, go on, tell me, I might do.
I'll tell you what I did hear.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
I heard that Mike Patterson is coming over to check on Matthew.
Really? And who told you that?
I think it was James.
James? No. Jim used to know what was going on, but James doesn't.
How do you know? That's what he told me, and I believe him.
Well, how did he get that information?
Well, if you must know, he overheard Matthew and Mike talking. I mean our Mike, not Mike Patterson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, so what if he is? It won't affect us, will it?
It will. Everything always has to look so perfect when one of the brothers come over.
No, it doesn't. And anyway, nothing's perfect.
That's because your top line is very low.
My top line? And what's that when it's at home?
Well, my course states that you have to have a top line in achievements.
Oh, do you? And what's yours?
Mine? Oh, I've got tons of things that I aim to be perfect at.
Oh, have you? Okay, so name one.
Well, one would be caring for your fellow workmates.
Oh, so that's why you took the chocolates back, is it? To look kind?
Well, at least I gave them to you in the first place.
Yes, but I didn't get to keep them, did I? Because you assumed that I was talking about you when I said that not everyone is kind.
Well, you did mean me.
No, I didn't, Tina.
Really?
Yes. I didn't mean anyone in particular. It was just a general comment.
Oh, I see. Well, I have got a box left if you want them.
Oh, well, that would be great. Thank you.
But I thought you said you didn't like nuts.
I don't, but Kathy does.
But I'm not going to blooming well. Oh, no. Of course, you can have them. Or maybe you could give them to Mike.
Well, he does like chocolates with nuts in them, but no, I think I'll give them to Kathy. So, thanks very much. Now, what was it your course said? Oh, I remember. It was to be benevolent, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. And that's exactly what I'm trying to perfect at the moment. So, I'll bring them in tomorrow for you.
Oh, thank you.
And Penny?
Yeah?
Well, they also had some soft scenters. Would you like a box of those as well?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you.
Well, for both boxes, I'll do you a deal. So you only need to give me £10. All right?
So, what do you want to do today?
Well, actually, I have a couple of houses I'd like us both to look at.
Okay. So, where are they?
Well, they're in Newport.
Oh, Matthew, you know I want to live by the sea. What's the point of living on an island if you don't live by the seaside?
Well, Newport would be brilliant for work. I could just walk there.
I know, but it's not as if Shanklin is far away. What, it must be about 20 minutes in the car?
Yes, about that. But this would mean that I didn't need to use the car at all for work.
Unless it rains.
Well, that would depend on how far away we were from Patterson's. If we were near Carisbrooke, then I might have to use the car. But if it's not heavy rain, then I'd walk. I don't mind getting a bit wet.
Oh, you say that now, but wait till it pours down.
Well, we'll see what happens, shall we?
Oh, please, Matthew. I really want to be by the sea. And it doesn't have to be Shanklin. It could be Bembridge, Ryde, or Freshwater, if you like.
Freshwater? But that's miles away.
No, it's not. Again, it's only about 20 minutes, I suppose.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, I think so anyway. And it does have one of your favourite restaurants nearby, doesn't it? And it's near to Yarmouth Ferry.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't want people popping over all the time knowing we live near the ferry.
Oh, honestly, Matthew, who's going to do that?
My dad might.
No, he won't. He only comes to visit you once in a blue moon.
Yes, I know, and I want it to stay like that. And what about if you got a job on the mainland? There wouldn't be any point living by the sea then, because you wouldn't be here.
Well, I'm not looking for anything at the moment.
I know, but what if you got a phone call out the blue? You'd go then, wouldn't you?
Well, it would depend on what it was and where and how long it was for. I wouldn't want to go away for long.
Well, if you did get work, Newport would be best for me.
But all the time I was away, I would be looking forward to coming back and walking along the seafront. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really. You can do that even if we lived in Newport. Anyway, look, let's look at these two today and then look online and see what else is about, okay?
Of course, if I did get work, it would be better to be near the ferry for picking me up, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Well, what about Sandown? That has a lovely beach. Oh, and there's Ventnor. Now that's supposed to be the best place to live on the island.
Is it? I've never heard that. I always thought it was Newport because it was easier to get to anywhere.
So, what about Scotland then? Have you looked at any properties online?
No, have you?
Yes, I have. Oh, don't worry. I haven't bought anything yet.
I didn't know you'd been looking. You must let me have a look at what you found.
Okay, well, I've seen two that I like at the moment.
And dare I ask where?
In Scotland, Matthew.
Oh, very funny. Whereabouts in Scotland?
Well, both are in John O'Groats.
Oh! You've got to be joking!
Yes, of course I am. No, they're not that far north. I'll show you later if you like, and you can tell me what you think.
Okay. It is for just the holiday home, isn't it?
Yes, why do you ask?
Because I really want to live here, Yaz. I think it's great. I like the way of life, the slowness, the quietness, and all the people, of course.
Matthew, that's not true.
What? What have I said?
You don't like Tina Long, so you don't like all the people.
No, I don't.
So, how is she, by the way? Is she still unbearable?
Oh, yes. And between you and me, I try very hard not to see her during the day if I can help it.
Oh, so how do you do that?
Well, and don't tell anyone, will you? I hide in the cleaner's cupboard if I see her coming.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, no, I haven't as yet. But it's a plan I have just in case I need to.
Well, let's hope you don't have to. So, how did she manage to get a job at Patterson's in the first place?
Well, that's Tina for you. She can be very nice, and that must be how she was at the interview. But the problem is, as you know, she's also got a nasty side to her as well.
Oh, I know that. I haven't forgotten what she said to me on Christmas Day.
Oh, Yaz, I thought you had.
Oh, no. I'm just waiting my time. And then, as they say, I will have my revenge.
Oh, no.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.